Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The duck said goodbye. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Till the very next day, bum, 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 bum. When the duck walked.
Welcome back to, I'm sorry, I just completely avoided the song. I can turn it up if you like.
Play on the brick. Ooh, I made them look, go hey, wow, Taliban in this.
Ooh, I know, we really should do a Duck Song remix.
Ooh. Waddle, waddle.
Both of you?
Yeah, my kids love that duck. We'll just be in the, you know, we'll just be living in the Tobin household. Just singing the Duck Song, man.
It's a good song.
You know? And then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Kids love the fact, by the way, that the Dolphins have a player named Waddle. And then he does a penguin dance.
Yeah, got something for everybody when you go to a Dolphin game.
Really do. Really do. Hit that ID here, Waddle Waddle.
This is WAXY Miami, WSFS HD2 Miramar. The home of Tobin and Leroy, Jim Rome, Hawk and Crowder, the Miami Heat, and Inter Miami. And always live on the free Odyssey app.
Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford?
We know trucks.
We got a big time matchup in football. All right, and I'm not talking about Chargers and Chiefs tonight. I'm talking about Winnie the Tua versus.
Ooh.
You don't have a team name? Like, you haven't given your team a cute little name yet?
Oh, I think, no, I think isn't.
You need to give your team a fantasy name.
I don't know. I think I heard a name.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Let's check it out.
In a world where serious meets silly.
Nah, dude, they call me the kangaroo. I'm going to nestle that thing in my pouch.
Comes a matchup foreshadowed by the gods.
You shut up and let me talk,
then. A once-in-a-lifetime slobber knocker.
All right, this one's a slobber knocker.
This Sunday at presumably 1 p.m., unless they have also a Thursday player, so then technically it would start tonight.
Everybody wonders why I'm always so mad. People make me mad.
One man, no thumbs.
I don't have hair.
One man who looks like a thumb.
Always Bam.
Winnie the Tua takes on the Publix pirate. Be there or be Chris Sims.
This is Tobin. Chris Sims can go to hell. A matchup for the ages, baby.
I'm so pumped. That was amazing.
This is a big one.
Can't wait to find out what happens.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
I am excited. Wait, get to this part. That always slaps.
That's good.
Well, my country can get along with your country, and we can be friends.
Hey, you knock me down. I would try to knock me down, and you knock Paulie down.
Oh, goodness.
By the way, I completely ghosted Zaslow's trade request.
Same, dude.
I just ghosted him.
I heard him pestering Dan Day on air.
And he was pestering Dan Day, too?
Yeah,
like,
he's trying
I feel like it's too early. He lost his quarterback. He has Dak Prescott.
No, but this is the thing. He talked crap about us for picking a quarterback so early.
Did he really?
He's like, oh, you guys picked your quarterback so early. I got Dak. I'm going to be fine. Yeah, you're not going to be fine.
I got Kirk Cousins on the bench because I got Lamar as my starter. So I got a couple. I got a couple of horses, you know?
Yeah. Did he offer Jarvis Landry?
He didn't offer me anything. I just ghosted him. He just texted me one night, Kirk Cousins, will you trade him? And I just never responded.
Wow, everyone's ghosting him. That's bad. I feel bad now.
I feel bad now. Yeah, I should have responded.
Yeah, I should have said
that. I actually was going to respond yesterday. I was like, well, it's kind of late.
I'll tell you what.
He knows I ghosted him at this point.
He was going to offer you Jarvis Landry, so I want you to
Jarvis Landry?
That's what he's offering. He's offering everyone Jarvis Landry. I don't know.
Rat's ass.
Does he go to the station?
Yeah.
Well, I hope you guys have a very awkward exchange.
Oh, man, I walked out the other day. He was like, hey, Marcos. And I was like, oh, okay. Hi. Sorry.
I don't know. I don't feel like I want to give Kirk Cousins for him.
That's not a good trade. He was trying to get Joe Burrow off of Dan Day for Jarvis Landry.
So he just keeps offering Jarvis Landry for everybody.
He offered Jarvis Landry to me for Tua.
What did Jarvis Landry do in week one? Did he have a nice week one?
He probably had a decent week one. But it's
I feel like they have a better Jarvis Landry in Michael Thomas.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know. I feel bad, though.
I don't feel that bad.
Why?
I don't know.
Told him no.
Because I feel like the whole point of me having Kirk Cousins is like, what if Lamar Jackson gets like run over by Emmanuel Ogba this week, and now I need Kirk Cousins?
Cousins, he's good.
And Cousins is good, kind of. You know?
Yeah.
He's kind of good.
Got that new offensive coordinator from the Rams that specialized in getting Cooper Kupp open. So now he's going to get Justin Jefferson open. Cousins could have a good year.
Stolen McRib says that Landry had 114 yards. That is pretty good. All
That's
right.
Pretty good.
Well, listen.
And, you know, I would have given him Tua, but I just love Tua so much.
Did he ask for Tua?
He did.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know. And then I felt like you'd be mad if I gave Zaslow Tua after.
I would be mad if you gave Zaslow Tua. Will you trade me him for Jarvis Landry?
No, I don't.
I don't have Jarvis Landry. Jeez. Let's see. Who could I trade you? Let's do a trade right now for Tua. How about Mike Gesicki?
No, dude. What?
Mike Gesicki, one catch for 1 yard.
Solid.
He's just like, ugh.
What do you have, like one target?
Yeah. Yeah, and it was one where everybody was mad that they threw it to him because Tyreek Hill was wide open.
Yeah.
They were like, "What, Tua, why did you give it to him?" Because he had nowhere to go. He threw him the ball, and like three guys are right there. And there's Tyreek Hill streaking down the middle once again because he's always open.
Always open.
He's just always open, dude. He's too fast.
All right, let's see who I got.
Ooh.
Oh, you're making some deals for Zaslow?
No.
Oh.
Zaslow. My quarterback is Derek Carr.
That's pretty good.
My running backs are
Hall of Famer Derek
Najee
Carr.
Harris and James Conner.
Najee Harris may have an injury, but I think he's going to be okay.
Ooh.
I have Marquise Brown.
I know you got Mike Williams.
DJ Hockenson. Mike Williams. Melvin Gordon. Steelers D. And Brandon McManus.
Marcos just took off. Wonder if he had to poop.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, though.
Did he leave?
Yeah, he's just gone. I don't know where he went. Oh, wait, no, he's coming back. I don't think he had to poop. All right. He's okay now. Anyway.
I think I need to move my receivers. Mike Williams and Marquise Brown. I might have to go with Alan Lazard. This week,
is this Leroy sets his lineup against Tobin?
Yeah,
I don't know how to feel because like I do have Lamar Jackson,
yeah,
but I obviously want him to do terrible because I want the Dolphins to win.
I have the Ravens defense, and I was like, oh, I can't.
Should I start Kirk Cousins? Who do they have?
Who are they going against?
Because also the Dolphins defense is good.
Yeah.
But then I don't want to be, you know, I don't want Leroy to kick my ass because of it.
Yeah, I know.
You know, Zaslow already beat me last week. I don't know, that I didn't like that.
It's a Monday night matchup between the Vikes and the Eagles.
Eagles give a lot of points. I might start Kirk Cousins. You know what, Zaslow? Sorry, dude. I'm not trading you Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, well, you're looking at Joe Rose over there, but I get it. Oh, we lost Leroy. Oh, what? He just left. He was setting his lineup.
I guess a finger slipped.
I guess so. He had to get the hell out of here. Huh. How about that? Anyway, we'll take a quick break. Great promo for the fantasy matchup between me and Leroy this week, Marcos. That was well done.
Amazing.
If you guys missed that, use the Odyssey app, rewind, or get the Tobin and Leroy podcast. We're back with more after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy taking you up till 10 o'clock. I think I've decided that I'm going to bench Lamar Jackson against the Dolphins. I think it's the right thing to do.
Smart.
It's the right thing to do. I did see yesterday, did you see that he was offering popcorn for good questions yesterday at the press conference?
I saw him with popcorn. I didn't see what he was talking
about.
He
had popcorn. He goes, popcorn for good questions, milkshake is mine. Or protein shake.
Oh, yeah. Got to keep the shake for yourself.
Yeah, of course. You have to. I'll tell you what, man. Lamar Jackson looking swole as hell this year, too. Looks like he's gotten real beefy going into this contract year. It is a crazy storyline. I am a little bit worried about the Dolphins going into that environment and him having a huge performance against them, because it's a monster year for him, obviously, with all the stuff that he's got facing him. And I know that he's beloved down here because he's from down here, you know, but I wish him failure this weekend. I don't know what to tell you. I feel bad because I really, really like him as an athlete, as a dude. He just seems like A+ in every region. But I wish him nothing but failure this weekend. I don't know what to tell you. I can't help how I feel. So I'm going to bench him on my fantasy team, and I hope that Javon Holland terrorizes him.
Yep.
I had some technical difficulties in the last segment. I accidentally hit the button, you know, the thing on my computer, and it went to a different website. So I had to go back and then I hit the 14th instead of the 15th. So it was a little...
Indian Rasta's on the line. What's up, Indian Rasta?
Well, go on, everybody. Good?
Good.
Hey, what's up, buddy? How
all
are you?
Good.
All right. First of all, big respects to Jay Figgy. Marcos, I don't know how many drugs you can pack in between your toes. Let me know.
It's fair.
And Leroy, Tobin has a point. It's on the end of his nose. You understand me?
Jeez.
That was great.
Bumblecut. That's why I told you don't want me up on the radio. You're not going to understand what me I talk, you know?
We understand just fine, man.
Yeah, I understand that. I shouldn't have put
you on the
It doesn't take much to translate to my big nose. I get it.
Right.
Yeah. That's the only point you got.
It's rough, dude. It's
just all right. Anything else, man?
The roast of the show?
And then Leroy Chin looked like you're just ashy, not gray here.
What are we doing?
Close this down.
Like, hey, when did this become stand-up?
Yo, I can do it all day, every day, anytime you want to do it.
This is just burning us, Indian Rasta. Jesus. Right, see you later, man.
Yo, you don't want me to talk, Judd. I can go all day. So anyway, big respects out to the Twitch gang.
Yep.
Rips.
Yep.
Sir Noble, Stolen McRibs, Dr. Toboggan, all of them boys, Sexy Boy, Sexy Sauce. I mean, I like to say that word. Who else? RVA Richie, yes. All the doctors, them.
Yep.
All the Twitch gang. Yo, represent Dave South.
Yep.
Bumbuck. Yo, everybody know Game Boy, Lone Star, all of them.
Cool. Yo, they're very happy with you right now.
I appreciate it.
All right. See you, Indian Rasta.
Jeez. Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
They really do. The Twitch gang really does find themselves as family because they just are just going to come out here and hose us for looks.
Yeah,
and right. it's a very vulnerable spot because they know what we look like. You know, back in the day, you didn't know what the fat radio host looked like.
It's crazy.
You just assumed.
Now they go back on the chat like,
yeah,
got him.
They got him. Burned him. Now they're going to have their little party in the chat.
Jesus.
All right, let's get to this. So Adam Silver yesterday, he spoke on the Robert Sarver suspension. Here's a little bit of the NBA commish on what the difference is between this suspension and punishment and what went down with Donald Sterling, which was really a landmark moment in his start as commissioner of the NBA.
In the case of Donald Sterling, I don't remember my precise words back then. It was more the nature of how we learned about it, how the public was aware of it, the way it was disseminated so quickly over the internet. And I think there was a realism to it, you know, that exists when you have audio of something that put everyone, in essence, in the same position I was in.
All right. So different position that he was in than he was at the time, which it really did. I don't, you know, what the national news has been, but that Donald Sterling thing was crazy. Like Anderson Silva was interviewed, Anderson Cooper. He's fighting Jake Paul. Anderson Cooper was interviewing him. You know, the infamous, he's got AIDS. You know, that whole interview that went down. You had Viz Stiviano with her stupid visor.
Yep.
It was, it was also during the playoffs. So, you know, this was a big thing where the Clippers players were going to boycott.
But that's the thing. And that's what, I mean, it wasn't only that people found his behavior to be egregious, but so did the players. And the players were talking about doing something.
Not playing. Yeah.
Right. And so even from that dynamic, right, that nobody's really come out like that against Sarver.
Well, a couple guys have, actually. I'll get to that in just a second, but here a little bit more from the commish. Adam Silver on the difference between an owner and an employee.
There are particular rights here of someone who owns an NBA team as opposed to somebody who's an employee. The equivalent of a $10 million fine and a one-year suspension, I don't know how to measure that against a job.
That's all right. It's tough to measure that, I guess, in the realm of, well, he's a gazillionaire with a $2 billion, $3 billion entity. So it's not really going to hurt him. I think that's probably why people are pissed about it. But it is the max. That is the most they can fine him in their bylaws. That is the most money they're allowed to fine him, which they have upped.
Which is another thing that really gets lost. And here's the issue with that. He can say that. But when players get suspended, it seems like they go take the unprecedented route all the time.
Right. And then this was his other point of this is the difference between an owner and an employee. This is more Adam Silver.
I don't have the right to take away his team. I don't want to rest on that neat legal point because, of course, there could be a process to take away someone's team in this league. It's very involved. And I ultimately made the decision that it didn't rise to that level.
All right. So there's that. Now, LeBron came out yesterday, Leroy, and, you know, LeBron's opinion weighs a lot. You know, he in this situation was waiting, I guess, to go through everything. He tweeted out yesterday. LeBron says, "Read through the Sarver stories a few times now. I got to be honest. Our league definitely got this wrong. I don't need to explain why. Y'all read the stories and you decide for yourself. I said it before. I'm going to say it again. There's no place in this league for this kind of behavior. I love this league and I deeply respect our leadership, but this isn't right. There's no place for misogyny, sexism, and racism in any workplace. Don't matter if you own a team or play for a team. We hold our league up as an example of our values, and this ain't it."
I can agree with that.
Chris Paul plays for Robert Sarver. Also played for Don Sterling. Tough draw for Chris Paul. Chris Paul, he tweeted out yesterday, "Like many others, I reviewed the report. I was and am horrified and disappointed by what I read. This conduct, especially towards women, is unacceptable and must never be repeated. I am of the view that the sanctions fell short in truly addressing what we can all agree is atrocious behavior. My heart goes out to all of the people that were affected."
Again, he gave him the max. Right? Like that.
Gave the max fine. I don't know what the max suspension is that he could have given, but this kind of goes to the in a way it does go to the Deshaun Watson thing, right? Like, what is the right number? Because eventually if he's not going to sell his team and you're not going to force him to sell his team, what ends up being the right number? Because the way I believe it went with Donald Sterling is he was banned for life, and then his wife took over the team, and then they eventually sold. And everybody wanted them to sell because everybody hated the Sterlings. But I don't know if there's that kind of vitriol hate and ownership for Robert Sarver, even though I know he's known as a bit of a clown act. And, you know, Goran Dragic hates you. And if Goran Dragic hates you, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I just question your character as a man.
It's tough because in the end, doesn't Adam Silver work for them?
He does. So, and I think that's why he came out yesterday and he clarified. He says, Commissioner, or somebody clarified for him, Mike Bass, his communications director, said, "Commissioner Silver answered to a question about the rights of business owners did not mean to suggest that NBA players and team employees and team owners are not held to the same standard of appropriate conduct. They absolutely are." All right. So,
but even you have laws that determine what's the maximum amount you could fine them. Now, keep in mind, when you're making these laws, you don't think anybody's ever going to get to the point where $10 million's not enough.
There's also a secret, like, society thing of this thing, right? Like, these rogue owners, like, with the whole Dan Snyder thing, you know, like, why is it not pushed more? Why is Dan Snyder not, you know, forced to sell all this type of stuff? And, you know, a lot of these owners don't want stuff coming out. They don't want in lawsuits, you know, stuff to get discovered. You know, it's the rare guys like Mark Davis who's like, let's go. You got to have like a wild card owner who's just like, bring it all out. Let's go, dude.
Right.
So.
Well, and that's easy to say for somebody who ain't got none of that.
He's got nothing to hide.
Right. He's got nothing to hide. And then any situation or circumstance that may have seemed a little sketchy with his organization, he brought down the hammer. Right away, player, coaches, whatever. So I can understand why he would say, hey, I'm cool with it. But you got 31 other teams that may have some stuff that don't want that.
Sure.
So how you handle a fellow owner might determine how you are handled in the future. And what if, like, for Dan Snyder, these things didn't come out until years later. So what if in between that, you were on the board of getting rid of an owner, and then your dirty laundry comes out after that?
Right.
Yeah. So
yeah, it's a weird situation, but I do think that I don't know. Like, maybe this comes to one of these things, and now it doesn't sound like Robert Sarver's the kind of guy that will go out quietly. But maybe this is one of those things where he's like, maybe I take my $3 billion and go. You know, I don't know what it takes to shame a guy like that, where people are people. And the other thing is, it's like He's not a liked owner right now, but he does have a good team. And I do think that if he had a crappy team, maybe it's easier to just say, all right, I'm done with this. It's time to go.
Right. I would also, you know, say that what makes it even tougher is that, you know, from a player's perspective, especially in basketball, where players are empowered and have a bigger voice than in any other sport, you have to show them that it is, you know, if you're going to suspend and penalize and fine these players and you're considered partners, that they want it to feel seem like it's fair for everybody, which is hard to do when you're suspending or fining your boss.
Yeah. And it's also, you know, this is going to be an interesting thing because this is a league where the players do have a lot of power. I mean, they, you know, LeBron does have a lot of pull. Chris Paul, all these guys.
How about Chris Paul saying that about his owner?
Yeah.
Like a team he plays for. It's not, I could see LeBron saying that. He plays for a different team. But you play for the actual team. You're saying, not enough.
Wild.
So it's crazy. But you know what? The one good thing that I would say about this is that, yeah, the players are demanding accountability. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with you being a partner in the league and you see your players getting suspended for nothing close to what has transpired with the owner, and you want it to be a level playing field. You want to feel like, hey, they are as accountable as we are. Don't just push us out there in front of the media and push us out in front of to represent the league. And then you have the people who are actually running the league, who own the teams, aren't being required to have that same amount of accountability.
Texter writes in, bum-ass Twitchers. Texters would never hose you guys down. Go get a job and move out of mommy and daddy's home, you bums.
Wow.
Jeez. All right.
Yeesh. Wow. Bum.
Very aggressive.
Wish that was true, though, because on the text line, they do go after us as well.
Yeah. Another guy says, Indian Ross needs to be a new segment.
Oh, wow.
So that's that.
Another guy, I think that guy's just reveling in the fact that he hosed us all down.
Another guy says, the Publix pirate sounds like a guy who's just walking around with a rotisserie chicken leg in his mouth and eating a can of beans off the shelf.
oh no, but that's one of my biggest pet peeves in Publix.
No rotisserie chickens?
No. People that eat food.
Oh, before they shop.
Waiting in line or walking through the store.
Yeah.
I don't know why it bothers me so much, but I'm like, you were so hungry that you couldn't wait till you got home with the groceries?
Haven't you admitted to eating salty stuff while you're shopping?
No. I would never eat food never. Absolutely not. In the car, I pay for it. It's mine. I can eat it whenever the hell I want. But in the store, no.
Yeah, my mom used to do that with chips. I didn't like that.
This is like, it's ridiculous. You're telling me you're so hungry that you can't wait to get home? You got to eat it in the store?
I mean, I will say, like, I've bought a bag of croquetas at the start of my shopping trip and eating it throughout.
No way you paid for that.
Oh, I did.
Wow.
Sometimes.
It's not a one-time deal. You need a meal to get you through the process?
I mean, you say a meal, I call it a snack.
That's a snack. That's not a meal.
Snack.
How many did you have?
Moving on.
Because I got to tell you, you ever go to buy croquetas and you say, you know what, I'm going to just get a couple of them to tie me down. And then you look and you see all the different versions of it and you go, you know what, give me two of those. Give me three of those. Give me two ham. And next thing you got a big bag.
It was six.
Oh, six, right.
We ate crab together.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward.
You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Tobin and Leroy back here with you on 790 The Ticket. We're taking you up till 10 o'clock. If you miss any today's show, you can get the Tobin and Leroy podcast available for you on all podcast platforms. At least 4 episodes up for you. How many episodes are they making you put up a day, Marcos?
Man, they just changed the format 2 days ago. Too.
Again?
Yes. So now I'm not allowed to put the name of the show or the date on the titles. They will just be posted hour one, followed by a crazy title, and I need a minimum of 7, which I don't do sometimes.
Oh, man. Well, get it for you. So much digital content for your ass. Yeah. And we also got ourselves here on Twitch. You guys go back and watch the whole show on demand. And if you guys want to watch some clips, go to youtube.com/theticketmiami. Growing there as well, and hopefully streaming there soon as well.
Ooh.
So we got that in the works, which should be fun. So people on Twitter are freaking out about this, Leroy. I don't think this is this big a deal. I heard this quote yesterday.
Says the guy who makes a big deal about it.
Right, which is exactly right. So I don't think this is this big. This is that big a deal.
You're not the run it by me.
Okay,
let you know.
So Tua was asked about how practice gets him ready for the game, and somehow went into this idea of what he deals with as a smaller quarterback and how he gets ready. So you listen to this, you tell me if it's a big deal. People seem to think it's a big deal on Dolphins Twitter. I don't, but I'll let you be the judge of the pro. So here he is, Tua Tagovailoa yesterday, speaking with reporters.
You want the way you practice to translate to how you play in the game. And so that's why we work a lot on timing. We work a lot on where guys need to be. And for me, for instance, if we have a slant and we have like an over the ball player and like another player in the alley and a flat, for me, I can't see because I'm not the biggest guy out there. So if I can't see you, you can't see me, I can't get you the ball. And like spacing with the guys. So if you can't see me, get somewhere to where you can't see me, then I can see you, then I can hit you. And then even within our walkthroughs, you know, that's kind of what I use practice for.
Do you think that's a big deal?
By the way, to all the jackasses who think it's a problem, you want Tua to throw the ball and hope that the guy's there? You know how ridiculous you sound right now? Him saying, I can't throw it unless I see what's going on. It's not nothing new. There's quarterbacks that throw a lot of picks that you wonder if they have any idea where they're throwing the football.
Yeah.
So to say, to maybe you've never heard it worded that way, right? But guess what? Most of my catches in my career came from me doing a check down, the quarterback scrambling, and I get where we make eye contact. Nothing wrong with that. That's the way it works. You want the ball, go get it.
You and Bernie looking at each other longingly, lovingly.
Hey, guess what?
Hey, bro.
I've got plenty of these looks right here. I knew what that meant.
Really?
I knew what that meant.
Leroy looked to the side there like a kind of like a very sly.
Yeah. Because, you know, he looking behind him.
Yeah.
If I'm on the left or right, he'll look over. Right? That, you know what that means? That means that, hey, protection is not at its best right now. Look quick. I knew it.
I don't know. I just think, like, we don't got
to make a big deal.
We don't got to make a big deal out of everything, do we?
You asked him a question, and he told you about the process he goes through to throw the
football. I thought it was kind of a cool thing.
And now you're upset because you don't agree. How many of you have played quarterback in the NFL? What do you know about the process?
Didn't he get called itty bitty on our show today by a caller? Itty bitty. That was so demeaning.
That was very demeaning.
Right? I did not like that.
He couldn't just say small.
Couldn't say small.
Itty bitty.
Jesus. It's pretty funny though. It's not cool, JFig. I don't like Tua getting the hose down for this. Not a fan.
That's not the phrase where I use itty bitty, but
I don't like it either.
Stop.
Emily Rue.
What?
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 That's not when I use that phrase. You ain't talking about a player.
Knock it off.
You keep, wait a minute. I said it. You're supposed to keep it moving. You guys sat back and said, excuse me, what?
Minus one.
Minus one for sass. For sass.
The worst.
You know why you said it.
I know why I said it.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted us to ask.
Because then, well, you know, I didn't want to have to bring the opposite of that.
Minus one.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, that is never a minus one.
By the way, some breaking news. Roger Federer has retired.
Whoa!
Really? He ain't played tennis in a year.
Okay. Whatever, dude. He retired.
Jeez.
Yeah, respect the legend.
It's rough out here.
No, respect the... So did Pete Sampras.
You think he wanted to retire a lot earlier, but he knew Serena was retiring, so he let it like kind of sit for a little bit?
I'd do that.
No, he was actually playing decent. He wasn't playing like Roger Federer 10 years ago.
Mm.
I tell you what, those young guys who won, Francis Tiafoe, and who's the guy that won it? Alcatraz?
It's a jail.
No. I think it's Alcatraz who end up winning. The youngest number one player in the world. The youngest number one tennis player in the world ever. Look, 19 years old.
Dude, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know tennis.
I mean, I don't know tennis either, but I watched Serena and I watched Francis Tiafoe.
If you told me Francis Tiafoe was the latest reggaeton artist, I would have believed you.
For sure. For sure.
Is he not?
It sounds like one, yeah, to be honest.
He's opening for Bad Bunny.
I'm glad we do sports.
It's opening for Bad Bunny.
Because you name a real a guy who's like amongst the elite at his sport, and you said he's a reggaeton artist.
Well, I mean,
where's he from? Oh, he's from Maryland. How about that?
You called the jail a tennis player, Leroy.
Huh.
What?
Didn't you say the Alcatraz or something like that?
Is his name?
Nah.
It's the guy who won the U.S. Open.
Nah.
Is Francis Tiafoe, is he a Lamar Jackson fan? He's from Maryland.
I don't know.
I hope the Dolphins make him sad this weekend.
Yeah, I hope so.
Hold on.
Alcaraz.
Alcaraz.
Mm, that's close, though. It's good enough.
All right. I'm going to follow Francis Tiafoe now. That's my guy.
All right. Okay, that's your guy.
That's my guy now.
That's your dude.
Is that like in golf every time you ask about Gooch?
I honestly didn't know he was American. I'm like, hey, no, I'm for it.
Gooch is a defector, man.
Tired of this Novak Djokovic.
Gooch went to live.
I'm sick of him. Ooh. You aren't sick of Djokovic?
No, why? He can't play in any events because he's not back.
I know. I'm just sick of his act, dude.
I didn't know what he had an act.
No, just his act.
Okay.
By the way, if Djokovic came up and punched you in the face, you wouldn't know it was him.
I actually know him. I know what he looks like.
Let me see.
Because you're looking at his picture right now.
Djokovic. There's a D?
What?
Yeah. Speaking of a D, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh.
Here's more of him boo-hooing. This is on Pardon My Take. He was he goes further into explaining why he hates Tom Brady so much.
I don't think you were the... I think it was Carr.
Yeah.
That seems like a recent
car.
That's the most recent
thing.
No. You think it was you?
Yeah.
I feel like Brady respects you.
No, zero respect.
Really?
Would never shake my hand.
Really?
It just pisses me off because you're in Buffalo. You're playing New England. They're kicking our every single year. They're beating us. And we finally, in 2011, knocked them off. It was right at the beginning of the season. We had this like great start. And he threw five interceptions in the game.
which was just wonderful to see. Every single one of them was like wonderful to see, and run straight off, like no handshake, no, you know, quarterback, middle of the field, where are the cameras? Okay, yeah. Hey, stay healthy, buddy, you know, pat me on the head and let me go. Like, yeah. Just ran straight off. So it just, it bothered me so much because there was no respect there.
Yeah.
And so it was like every time I played him after that, I was like, all right, like, I at least got, like, let's make this dude respect me.
Yeah. Well, maybe make the playoffs once they respect you.
I would, I wasn't that guy either.
You weren't the guy who would shake hands?
No, like after the game, I just went in the locker room, win or lose.
Yeah, Tom Brady's a sore loser. We get it.
I'm not a sore loser, not at all. Like all of my friends and all the guys in the league knew that I would holler at him later. Mm. Right? It wasn't your thing. It wasn't out of disrespect. It wasn't out of, I'm very sportsman-like oriented. Like I agree that today you got me or whatever. I didn't carry any petty after the game, none of that stuff. But I just didn't hang out after the game on the field.
You want to know why?
We've been out here for the last 4 hours. What you got to say now?
I don't even think Tom Brady thinks about Ryan Fitzpatrick like that. No respect. No. I don't even think he thinks about him like that. No, dude, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
That's funny.
You think he goes up to Chad Henne?
It's like the elephant that steps on the ant.
Yeah. Like, what are you talking? You know, I tell you.
The ant could feel disrespected, but the elephant didn't even know you were there.
Tom Brady did go up to Tua, though. Went up to him and hung out with him at practice. So what do you think about that, ooh. Fitz? You know what they're probably thinking about? How about that loser, Fitzpatrick? Get a load of this guy.
I don't know. I've never had that problem, right? Like, I get along with everybody.
You do, unless they're doing your driveway.
Yeah, unless they work for Publix.
I've never had that issue with other players in the league. Like, you never hear somebody say, that guy, he's a jerk. Like, that just wasn't my thing. Even with as hard as I played, I never got in fights. I was getting hit on every play. I had one 15-yard penalty as long as I played football. My whole entire career, 150-yard penalty, and I remember it. And I felt like crap, but it had to happen. I know who it was. I knew when it was. It was in college. It was against Notre Dame. And Zordich caught a batted ball, and he was running, and he was Hollywooding. And I was coming from across the field, and he got just about a step out of bounds, and I was tired, and I was mad, and so I lit him up. Dude, and I hit him, I go, oh, you was on the white? Sorry.
Oh, okay. That's our show for today, everybody. Have a great rest of your day. We have a Football Friday tomorrow, getting you ready for all the action. Canes and Aggies and Dolphins and Ravens and Gooseys galore. Talk to you tomorrow.
Usually I play drops here, but I think I'm going to play the fantasy matchup.
I like it. Let's do it.
In a world where serious meets silly.
Nah, dude, they call me the kangaroo. I'm going to nestle that thing in my pouch.
Comes a matchup foreshadowed by the gods.
You shut up and let me talk to you.
A once-in-a-lifetime slobber knocker.
All right, this one's a slobber knocker.
This Sunday at presumably 1 p.m., unless they have also a Thursday player, so then technically it would start tonight.
Everybody wonders why I'm always so mad. People make me mad.
One man, no thumbs.
I don't have hair.
One man who looks like a thumb.
Always Bam.
Winnie the Tua takes on the Publix pirate. Be there or be Chris Sims.
This is Tobin. Chris Sims can go to hell.
Hope you mother have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.